Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, this is going to be fun. I've got a very interesting guest on the program today. In fact, we were delayed getting started. We had to cut ourselves off because we got to talking so much when we were doing kind of our pregame show that we were afraid not to get to you. But here we are. Doug Johnson is my guest today. He's a consumer advocate, investigative journalist, radio show host himself. He's going to let me drive today. And he's also an author. The website is relieveyourdebt.com. And we're going to be talking about debt relief strategies. And also, really important, often overlooked area of the market is debt relief scams. So, Doug, welcome to the program.
I'm pleased to be here, David.
I'm glad to have you, and I know that's a lot to live up to, but I'm really glad to have you on the program. You know, you and I were talking before we started the program that, you know, this is just a huge industry, and so before we get jumping into it, let's talk a little bit about your background and what got you involved in the debt relief industry. What brought you to that?
Well, David, 13 years ago, a friend asked me to assist her in locating a solution for her credit card debt. And after researching debt consolidation, debt settlement, and bankruptcy, I felt like there had to be some better options. So I began doing some research. Research is really what I'm best at and enjoy doing, so I launched into research. And since my friend was being terrorized by creditors, I began researching the laws that pertain to debt collectors. And I learned that the majority of the calls that she was receiving from collectors were not only in violation of the collection laws, but there were also monetary penalties attached to each and every violation.
Really?
In addition to that, yeah, isn't that interesting? In addition, I also discovered that the majority of the negative entries that they were placing on her credit reports were in violation of the credit reporting laws, and again, that there were monetary penalties associated with each violation. So I retained an attorney who was knowledgeable of these laws, and he sued the debt collectors for more than the $120,000 that she owed in credit card debt. After this experience, I was inundated with calls and inquiries that motivated me to continue researching potential solutions for people who are struggling with debt and mortgage payments. I really had no idea that that was going to be the beginning of what would become a 13-year-long journey.
I can only imagine the things you've seen in 13 years, Doug. That's just amazing. And so through this process, I imagine that you've developed quite a following of folks that say, if you are having difficulty working through or at least knowing your rights with debt relief or dealing with debt, you need to talk to Doug Johnson.
Well, I hope so. And let me point out that I'm not an attorney. I've talked about doing legal research. But I'm not an attorney. I'm not licensed to practice law. Nothing I should say today should be construed as legal advice.
Very good.
So, you know, I don't want anybody to be misled by that. I have legal counsel in my office, and some of what I say is directly from their mouths.
Okay, good. And so if somebody wants to learn more about how you do what you do with helping people figure the stuff out, that's really the best place is that the website relieveyourdebt.com.
Well, you can also get to that site through the name of our radio show, which is The Truth, or The Truth, about debtrelief.com.
Okay, very good. The Truth about debtrelief.com. Excellent. So, okay, so we know that obviously you have a passion for doing this. It comes through loud and clear. One of the things that I think people often don't understand is that, you know, and of course I'm very tuned into this on the financial side and working with people, that there are scams. So there are folks out there that will prey on people at one of their most difficult time periods when they're trying to deal with debt. There are folks that will reach out to them and say, boy, I've got just a solution for you, and make matters even worse.
Let me add to that, it's not only folks, it's most folks.
Really?
There are more scam artists than there are legitimate people in this industry, in my opinion.
I don't know where we are in this world or where we're headed, but it's a real sad assessment that the folks that are supposed to be helping people deal with debt, that a lot of them are making more problems for that person who's in debt, who's trying to figure out how to get out of that quagmire of misery that is being in over your head.
Yeah, I completely agree.
All right. Well, our guest today, ladies and gentlemen, Doug Johnson, passionate fellow who is a consumer advocate and who has a website and a service and to help you, relieveyourdebt.com. And Doug, before we go to break, one of the things I think people also would want to know is that the services that you offer, I'm looking at your website, and it's really easy to navigate. I see free site membership, free personal consultation, free evaluation, free matchup with service providers. How do you do what you do if a lot of these things are free?
Well, a lot of people ask us that, and I sometimes feel like I'm one of these starving singers and songwriters and musicians here in Nashville waiting to be discovered, but we profit from some advertising on the radio show. I teach some non-credit continuing education classes for colleges and universities. I do television interviews, which requires a fee. I'm paid for speaking engagements, and occasionally we get donations.
Very good. Well, then I need to start charging for all my television appearances. Doug, excellent. Doug Johnson's our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. Relieveyourdebt.com. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with Doug. Stay right there.
Many people invest without ever knowing what they pay in investment fees. When was the last time you dropped your car off for service and told them to fix whatever they want without getting an estimate first? I'll bet never. Why treat your portfolio any different? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Doug Johnson is our guest, and he is in his own right. He's a radio show host. He's an author. He's an investigative journalist. He's a consumer advocate, and he's got a great website. You need to visit relieveyourdebt.com. And he's got a lot of great information there about how to deal with getting debt relief, working through it, and as important, avoiding the debt relief scams out there. So, you know, Doug, I guess one of the things that would be helpful for our listeners is to understand some of the ways people can avoid being scammed when they look for debt relief.
Well, I'm glad you asked about that, David, because that's a focus for us. And I want to point out that most consumers rely on chat rooms on the Internet and the Better Business Bureau to determine if a company or law firm is legitimate. Well, I don't believe anything I read or hear on the Internet. And oftentimes in this industry, salespeople for debt and mortgage relief companies will post false information in order to discredit their competitors. And I'm sure being in the industry, you know that.
Well, also, you know, yeah, in the financial world, Doug, you know, I say that there's no place that there's more spin in politics. Is the only place is financial services. So I'm going to add another one. It's also debt relief.
Yes. Also, most disgruntled customers don't report their experience to the Better Business Bureau. So the Internet and the Better Business Bureau, in my mind, are not the best place to go. The next best strategy is to contact the Attorney General's Office, the Federal Trade Commission, the Department of Real Estate in your state of residence, and the American Bar Association in your state of residence if you're doing business with or have done business with an attorney.
Hmm. Okay. So these are places people can go. Now, an obvious thing, people are looking for convenience here, and they're looking for somebody who's already done, you know, some of the vetting of providers. You know, one of the things that's on your website, which is very, very well put together, is it says free matchup services. So is this a way for people to go in and say, okay, here's what I'm looking for, and perhaps there's somebody that you already know that could be helpful?
Yes, we do help people match up with the most beneficial company or law firm. And if they have somebody in mind, we'll investigate that company or law firm. But we've already evaluated or vetted 700 companies and firms. So most likely, we've already got information on them. And so, it's completely free to the consumer.
Wow. So these 700 are spread out across the country?
They are.
Wow. Okay. So no matter if somebody's in Nashville, they're in Ormond Beach, Florida, they're in Half Moon Bay in California, wherever they are, there's a good chance you've got somebody that can work with them.
We've already got them in our system. We've probably already evaluated them. Again, if we haven't, we'll certainly do that. And in some cases, we use a private investigator team to help us in that evaluation process, which is something that's not available to them, and we don't pass on the cost of that to them. We absorb that cost. But I did want to go back and say we were talking about the next best strategy is to contact the Attorney General, and I listed mm-hmm. several entities there. Those entities may or may not have complaints against a company or law firm that a consumer is researching. So I've got 7 suggestions.
Okay, good.
Based on my 13 years of experience for evaluating or vetting companies and firms that I'd like to share with you.
Absolutely, go ahead.
And your audience. Okay, number one is avoid mass joinder and mass tort lawsuits against lenders. The California Department of Real Estate has repeatedly warned consumers against these strategies. And there's one in particular in California that charges $5,000 up front and gives more than half of that as a commission to that salesperson.
Wow. So this is where people join up into this big suit against a lender, and it's not a good deal for the consumer.
It is not. Number two on our list of 7 suggestions for evaluating or vetting companies and firms is don't be misled by people who claim they can quiet the title of a property. Presently, there's no one who's been able to provide me with written documentation to support this claim, and I follow up on every lead we've got, and no one has ever been able to provide that to me. So quiet title is is smoke and mirrors right now in our industry, as far as I'm concerned.
And that's quieting the title. Is that means basically getting the title relieved of the debt?
Yes.
Okay. All right. What else do you have?
Number three is become familiar with the laws that regulate mortgage relief companies and law firms. Now, keep in mind, if providers are in violation of the law, they risk being shut down, which leaves homeowners with no assistance and no refund in most cases.
Well, here's the big challenge there, Doug. How do they get that research? How do they know that?
Federal laws to protect homeowners in all 50 states are listed on the homepage of my website as Mortgage Assistance Relief, or MARS rule. That's right on the front page of my website, a link they can click on.
I see it.
If they want an abbreviated version of that, I've cut it down some without altering the verbiage. I'll send them an abbreviated copy of that. And by the way, the FTC is not opposed to me doing that. Also, they can go to my website, as you mentioned, relieveyourdebt.com. They can also get to my site at thetruthaboutdebtrelief.com. Now, an alternative, David, to reading the MARS rule, some people are not readers. They can listen to my radio interview of Riley Dolan, who's an assistant director of the Federal Trade Commission's Division of Financial Practices. My interview with Riley, is listed in the radio archive section of my website as Laws That Protect Homeowners.
Very good. And you've got all this on your website. Very easy to navigate, and people can look for, you know, any of these resources that you have. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. So we'll go to number four of the seven suggestions. If a consumer resides in any of the 50 states and have been scammed by a California-based company or law firm, or they reside in California and they've been scammed by a company or law firm in any state, they can access a list of companies and firms who have received deceased and refrain orders. And that list is on the front page of my website as well.
That's very good. Doug, let's do this. Let's go to a quick break. We'll come back and give listeners the three remaining tips you have for avoiding scams on debt relief. Doug Johnson is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. ReliveYourDebt.com is a website. We'll be right back. Stay right there.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Doug Johnson is my guest, and we're having a very good conversation about debt relief and ways to avoid being scammed. The website is very resourceful, relieveyourdebt.com. So we've been through four of the tips you have on avoiding these debt relief scams. What are some of the others, Doug?
Well, I'm mistaken in saying there are seven. We've actually added two. There are nine.
Two more while we were on the break. You're fast.
Thank you. I want to go to suggestion number five, and that's that I suggest people contact the Department of Real Estate in their state. Now, I'm referring to mortgage relief scams, not debt relief, but mortgage relief.
Right.
The Department of Real Estate in their state of residence to determine if the company or law firm they're considering is properly licensed. We have to understand that in many states, mortgage relief companies and firms must be licensed by the Department of Real Estate. If they're not licensed, they risk being shut down, which, as I mentioned earlier, leaves consumers with no assistance and no refund in most cases.
That's just amazing that, you know, again, I know it's the world we live in, Doug, but golly, that you have to go and actually do that to make sure the person who's calling and saying they can do this service for you is really legitimate. But it's reality, isn't it?
It is, and it's very sad because I grew up in a neighborhood where everybody left their keys in the car and their doors unlocked, and you know, we see how far we've come.
It's amazing. All right, let's get the rest of these tips in because I think people really need to know this.
I hope they're anxious to hear this. Number six is every verbal claim made by a mortgage relief salesperson, whether it's a non-professional or a high-profile attorney, is worthless, completely worthless, unless it's in writing.
So in other words, they can say whatever they want, and you can't hold them to their word.
I suggest homeowners make notes of all verbal claims, and compare their notes to the written agreement provided by the service provider.
I already know where you're headed here. Is you're going to look at the notes, you're going to look at the document, and the two will not even look anything alike.
You've got to demand anything they said verbally should be on the written document. If it's not, you have them add it. If they don't add it, you don't sign it.
Yep, that's good advice.
That's the way it is. And number seven, avoid companies and law firms willing to recruit anyone and everyone to market their or promote their service. It's been my experience that legitimate service providers are selective in the utilization of only a few affiliates, and in most cases, those affiliates are in-house.
So if they've got an army of outside providers, that's a big red flag.
If you look at any of these companies or law firms who recruited a lot of people, they're not in business anymore, they're in trouble. All of them.
Mm.
I can't think of a single one. Providers of mortgage relief services who recruit large numbers of affiliates typically take on more clients able to properly service. And in my opinion, that's the primary reason for failure in this industry.
That makes sense. You know, they've got to be able to handle the work, and if it's a big recruiting machine, that right there already for me puts a red flag up.
It doesn't for most people. They think, well, I can sell this and make a profit too.
Mm.
But they're getting involved in something that's not legitimate.
Okay, that's very good.
So let's go to number eight, and this is the most important one, and that's always ask the company or firm for written documentation to verify the efficacy of their claims. Anything other than written documentation is worthless as evidence of success. And never do business until you've seen written documentation of at least three clients.
Do you know how much, Doug, all of this rings so true for me? Because it's what I tell people every day on the financial stuff. You know, what somebody tells you about a financial product means nothing. Let's see it in writing. Let's see the recommendations in writing. Let's see the fee they're going to charge you in writing. Good advice. And number nine.
You know, by the way, it's common sense and most people know this, but they need to be reminded of it. It's just a matter of getting them to implement it because they already know this. So let's go to number nine. I suggest homeowners allow me to assist them in evaluating any company or firm they're considering for help with their mortgage. You see, most debt and mortgage relief companies and law firms won't provide homeowners with written documentation. They just won't. But as a consumer advocate whose influence is felt through ebooks, articles, lectures, a radio show, I'm being interviewed all over the country right now on radio and television, my opinion of them could make or break them.
So they will respond. So if somebody's thinking about working with somebody, they can go to your website and there's a contact us section. They can say, hey, I'm thinking of this firm. I'm talking to them. What do you know? What do you think? Kind of thing. And you can tell them if they're legit or not.
Absolutely. We also have a scam section on our website. There aren't many listings there anymore because we're helping people get their money back when they get scammed, and we take the names off. But
Excellent. They
can search the scam section.
Doug, let's take one more quick break. We'll be right back. Doug Johnson is our guest, relieveyourdebt.com, and we're going to finish our conversation about debt relief strategies and debt relief scams right after this break. Stay tuned.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week, I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Doug Johnson is my guest today. He's a great guest, and he's got a lot of good consumer advocacy he's doing. He's got his own radio show, and he's an author, and the website is relieveyourdebt.com, debt relief strategies and debt relief scams. You know, we've spent a good chunk of our time, Doug, talking about the scams, which I think is very important for people to watch out for. I think to the folks that are out there who are trying to figure out debt relief, let's give them a message now of hope that they can work through this. Give them some, inspire them to reach out and ask for help if they feel like that they just have nowhere to turn.
Yes, and you know, no one, the word scam should be eliminated from the dictionary if people would just follow the suggestions. No one would ever be scammed.
I sent you my book, How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. Mm-hmm. When you get done reading that, we're going to have you back on, and we're going to do the flip side of this and talk about the financial scams. But I couldn't agree more with you, Doug, because if people just knew the right questions to ask, people wouldn't be able to talk out both sides of their mouth.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just going to say, and the people who have followed these suggestions have been very pleased with the results. And in most cases, they're not going to read the laws and become familiar with the laws. So they'll just turn the information over to us and let us vet or evaluate those companies and firms on their behalf. We don't charge a fee for it, and we'll get back with them and tell them if we feel like they're in violation of any laws according to our legal counsel or not.
That's very strong. And so you have legal counsel. Again, at the top of the program, you are not an attorney, but you work with attorneys on a regular basis. So you're getting counsel. You're getting folks that can advise you on the legal aspects of the debt relief, because the debt relief, the whole industry is heavily, heavily steeped in legal aspects.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. And we have counsel who poke me and pinch me all day long, reminding me of things. And, you know, I feel like someday they're probably going to force me into law school. But, yeah, this is a maze for the consumer and the homeowner, and they need to solicit the help and advice of people who are licensed. And I think there are a lot of great attorneys out there that are available to help people, and I can point them in that direction as well.
Well, and that's the key, because people, okay, so if somebody's out there listening and they find themselves in the position of saying, okay, I've got a serious issue with my debt or my mortgage or whatever it is, and they're trying to evaluate the option of short selling or whatever they're thinking about, they're sitting there at that kitchen table talking about it with their spouse or whatever their personal situation is, and they're going, what do we do? You know, it's really a whole nother world that, you know, and I realize this in my own financial planning practice. For you, Doug, you know, you're in the thick of it. You know your way around this, but for the person out there listening going, I don't know what to do. I don't even know where to begin. I'm getting these letters from the bank, or I'm getting letters from their attorney. You know, they've got to take advantage of the resources that are out there, like what you're doing, and not fall prey to the folks who are just going to make it worse.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, I'm finding that people right now have become paralyzed in fear, and they're not doing anything. I'm watching friends and family just stand there and be foreclosed on for fear that they might be scammed by some foreclosure delay attorney or loan modification company or so on. And do you find that to be true as well, David? People just aren't reaching out for help because they're afraid to do so.
That's it in a nutshell. And Doug, we're out of time. We're going to have you back on another day and talk more about this. Doug Johnson's our guest, ladies and gentlemen. ReliveYourDebt.com. Go to the website and get better educated about how to do debt relief and avoid the scams. Doug, stay on the line. I'll be right back with you.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland, and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.